Good morning. Good morning, Taylon. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, this morning I bind Satan, devils, demons, witches, and sorcerers. Lord God, you are Lord, you are King, you are Savior, Redeemer, and you are alive. I'm not going to be on the Spreaker this morning. I tell you why, because I'm not home. And I'm not going to be on the Blog Talk or the Spreaker tomorrow, Christmas. You need to spend that time with your family and the Lord. And I am on my way to prayer. I did not realize that so many believers, even on this deadline, I can't understand why people not delivered. It's certainly not because you don't have the knowledge to be delivered, but there's a block that the devil has created. And when I asked for three people to pray, not their agenda, I wanted you to come together and pray to God and pray for God. Because, see, there's a time when we call to bless God. And it's when you, and there's also a time when God has you do intercessory prayer. But I did not realize that there were so many selfish people on this deadline. And that let me know that they're not delivered. I did not know that there were so many weak people on this deadline, because the Bible says to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And I did not know that so many people had missed the plan of salvation. Because the plan of salvation teaches you that you're going to have to endure hardness as a good soldier, that you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. I don't know where so many people missed it, but I do know this. I am not in this to play games. I am not in this ministry. I am in this ministry to please God, which means I learned a long time ago you have to lay down yourself. And somehow a lot of you have missed it. It's people on this deadline. They're afraid to even let people know they're on this deadline. And they know the deadline is a lifeline for them. It has saved their life. It has changed their lives, yet still they bound by fear of man. It's disgusting. So for the next 2 days, I'm signing off. I'm going before God. I'm not even home. I'm halfway to where I need to be. That's why I'm doing the deadline between my iPad and smartphone. And I forgot the sign-in for Spreaker. I just packed up everything and left yesterday, because I need some answers from God. Some of you are new, so maybe you think the deadline is some kind of social thing. It's not. The deadline has an objective, and that objective is transformational, extensive deliverance. It is not a social outlet. When I pray, I receive answers. And my objective is to train people when they pray to receive answers, to get so close to God that you don't even have to pray. He understands your thoughts. And somehow I have not, it's been a battle, but it's supposed to be. I'm just amazed at how many cowardly soldiers there are and how many selfish soldiers there are. I'm shocked, really. It hit me like an atom bomb. So I'm going and pray. I'm halfway there. I left yesterday. I'm going to get me a fresh revelation of Jesus, and I'm asking him. Because this is the problem. If you can't even overcome yourself, if you can't get to the point where you can lay down your life for Jesus, how are you going to stand in a real war? Right now, you've been in preparation. I don't care what you've experienced. I don't care how hard it's been. It could have been worse. But see, when you lay down your life for God, you understand that who God is, how he is, and you also understand that worship is more than you going somewhere singing a song and coming out with feeling good. I love songs. I love music. Music that honors God. Music that brings you into a closer relationship because the music is coming from the heart of a psalmist and going to God in the form of a prayer. So we got some issues on this deadline. I'm going to God for 2 days. Don't call me. I won't be available. I'm not home now. I left yesterday. When this thing hit me yesterday, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it that all these believers didn't learn the basic fundamental of sacrifice unto God, of true worship unto God. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why you would even have any kind of backup when you have an opportunity to serve God. Not a man, not a woman. I think you need to really go before God and you need to really learn what he requires from you. He requires worship. He requires prayer, intercessory prayer on behalf of his agenda. And until you can learn to lay down your agenda, until you can learn, even like now, I'm headed somewhere. Because I know what I need. I need revelation. I need understanding as to how to really be effective in this ministry, how to really help people. Because as long as you remain a victim, you're going to die a victim. It's simple. When you learn how to overcome, when you learn the strategies of overcoming, demons don't want to be in you, near you, or around you. They'll run from you. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to be running from no devils and demons. You ain't supposed to be. I mean, the truth of the Bible will make you free, set you free, keep you free. But you know what? Some of you just love, love, love being a victim. Some of you just love not having to stand up for nothing. And basically, I think it's because you just haven't received the right teaching. You should be out here turning this world upside down. That's my objective with this tear line. And you know what? Many people before this group right here are doing just that. Your lives should be changed. You should be experiencing God in the best way you ever experienced it before in your life. Now, don't get me wrong, some of you are. Where's the fruit? Where's your fruit? So for 2 days, I'll be in prayer. I'll be doing what I got to do to get me closer to God for real and to try to help you get delivered. If that's the key, then you need to be thinking, what do I need to do so I can get delivered and move on? Because if you want to be in agreement with me, my objective, what do I have to do to get these people to be overcomers so they can move on? I don't want you stuck. Because God doesn't want you stuck. God doesn't want you stuck. Yeah, I'm fine. Me, Brother Joe, and Jose are going to do what I do. When I get in a position, I've been in this position before where I'm seeing something and it's not making me happy, and I know it's not making God happy. So there's no speaker because I got a makeshift podcast and studio right here. And I will be where we need to be. I'll be there in about 6-7 hours. And I pray God gives me what I need to do a better job, because I haven't failed, but I haven't succeeded. And I don't mind the fact that I get people that have not been successful in getting where they need to be in God. I don't mind that. But this is what I mind. When they are not getting to be where they need to be in order to overcome, because of past mindsets, because of lack of it ain't knowledge, of lack of being able to comprehend this thing in their inner man, the inner man. But I know God can fix it. I know God can change it. I know God is the only one. So I'm doing what I do when I get in a situation like this. I'm going. I asked Brother Joe, go get a rental car. I told Jose and Brother Joe, be ready to go in 15 minutes. We out of here, because I need answers. And I'm not going to get them sitting right there as blessed as I am. I'm blessed, but I'm not blessed until you're blessed. I'm not blessed until you can overcome. I'm not blessed. Not just saying that, oh, I'm an overcomer, blah, blah. No. It ain't about that. The kingdom of God is in demonstration, brothers and sisters. It's in demonstration. It's not in what you say, it's out your mouth. It's in demonstration. And some of you haven't gotten it. God saved you for himself. God is delivering you for himself. The enemy wants you to remain bound. The enemy wants you to be a victim. The enemy wants you to never know that you are an overcomer. The enemy wants you never, ever, ever to accomplish the plan and the purpose that Jesus died on the cross to fulfill his part, so that you can fulfill your part in God's plan of destiny for your life. So just pray. Pray that I can get it, so I can come back and share it with you, and you can get it. What you experienced now is not God's best for you. It ain't even God's plan for you. It's not. So I'll see you after Christmas. I'm still going to be on my mountaintop up there on New Year's Eve. I'll be back on the blog talk in a couple of days. It won't be no blog talk tomorrow. And it's a good thing. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, but I've got to see God. See, I'm not a failure. I'm not in the failure department. Failure don't have no part of my life. The word failure, And the truth of the matter, if you're not living victoriously, you're living in an unsuccessful life. And it ain't about your wife. It ain't about your husband. It ain't about, it's about you. Just like I see an area I have a shortcoming in. And that area is you're not victorious. And if I'm not careful, remember I told you what kind of war we're in? The enemy want to bring me down to where you are. It'll never happen. But I didn't know that so many of you were not victorious. Now, you know what? You can be delivered in a New York second. And when I hear the kind of things I've been hearing this week, yesterday and all this week, purely because I'm asking you, I'm asking people, you know, can you lay down your agenda? Some of you ain't gonna never, ever, 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 ever come into your destiny because you're either lazy or you're a coward. And God can't use either one. I'm sorry if this is offending anybody. But it's better that you get the truth and you can go on and do what you got to do. The reason you stuck is because nobody ever told you the truth. Nobody ever told you you win by overcoming. Nobody ever told you ain't nothing gonna drop down from the sky. It'll drop down from the sky, but you will have worked for it. And no, you don't get to heaven by works, but you do get to heaven by faith. And the Bible says, show me your faith by your works. It says, I'll show you my faith by my works. I don't know where some of you have missed it, but I'm seeking God to find out. Because you will never, ever, ever become an overcomer without overcoming something and without knowing that you have a goal. And once you reach that goal in Christ, you don't have to remain where you are. The whole objective that God told Moses, he said, come up higher. The disciples came to Jesus and said, increase our faith. Teach us how to pray. You're not supposed to remain the same, and you're not supposed to be on this yo-yo, down, up. You own it because you won't accept the truth and live there. It ain't about God, it's about you. God says, I am the Lord your God, and I change not. But you are required and called to change minute by minute and day by day and hour by hour. I wanted to teach some of you how to pray to get all your prayers answered. And God said that they don't have enough faith for that. You got to build a foundation. Your foundation has got to be built on the rock, the solid rock of Jesus, immovable, unshakable, always abounding in the will of God. Abounding, always growing. Not running around here whining. I know some of you have children. I don't like whiners. I ain't never had no children. I don't like spiritual whiners. Because all that energy you whine, it could be put into creativity. Thank you, Lord. So I'll see you in a couple days. I pray, don't pray for me. You couldn't pray with me, so don't pray for me. I'm going to pray for myself. I'm going to ask God to show me the solution. And I'm going to ask you, you don't want to pray for nobody anyway. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself that God would intervene in your life and show you how to get off of this treadmill, how to stop going. And you know why you're going through this circle? Because you ain't fulfilled it. You ain't completed it. You see, let me share this with you before I go. When God gives you an assignment, when God gives you anything, he ain't like these old public school systems. Will pass you because you're getting too old. I will pass you just to make room for somebody else. God put you, brothers and sisters, in his school. And you're going to have to do that thing again and again and again until you get it right. And while you're doing that, you got devils in you that want you to stay there. They don't want you to pass. And they want to bring other people down there because your job is to bring other people up to him. So anyway, in the name of Jesus, I bless you this morning. I'm going and do what I got to do with Christ. I'm going to pray. I even have my dogs with me. So I don't have to worry about them. I will see you have a blessed, overcoming, introspective, abounding Merry Christmas. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to play this old song as I sign off. You have come this far by faith. The Bible says, O foolish Galatians, who has deceived you? You have come, who has bewitched you? That's what the scripture says. You've come this far. Everybody God calls, he gives them a challenge. Step up to the plate. Step up to the plate. Batter up. It's you.
Everybody, let's clap it right here.